The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
You see, in this season, you will experience angelic helps. I get the point. Angelic helps. Over some things, God will just do it. I'll be like, are you interested in this one too? What did it concern you? I don't know. I'm just led to do this. Who has experienced this kind of help from angels? Anybody? And you don't raise your hand. I'm going to ask you to talk. But I want people that can, you can share it. Okay, come and talk about it. I'm just led to do this. Muna come, Amara come, Apostle Amara come. Let's have this. Sometimes you just see a help just be rendered to you just like that. Okay, let me hear from you.
Okay, praise God. Okay, this happened at home, where we were living before. So, my younger brother went to buy fuel for our generator. So, he took the fuel and he wanted to pass through the kitchen instead of the back door. So, when he was passing through the kitchen, the gas was on. And, he didn't know that there was a chair that was blocking, so he fell and the fuel poured and even poured on top of the gas and nothing happened. I rushed in and I was like, what's happened? I was just receiving fuel and gas and gas, the fire from the gas. I knew something was wrong. I knew that something was wrong. I need to do something, but I was just standing there. So then my mother now rushed in and then put off the gas. But by that time, the fuel was already on the fire and on the gas. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. When you are not spiritually intelligent, you say that was a coincidence. I get any point. Some special helps from angels. The angel came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. I love the supernatural. Okay, let me have
you. Okay, that was in school. I got a contract to make a cake for someone, a birthday cake, and the girl really paid me very well. So, I was baking the cake, and it was in the night, I slept off. And I slept off, and the cake, the first time that thing happened, that was the cake I was supposed to eat. Okay, that one burnt. So when I slept off, I woke up around 3 a.m. I rushed outside. There was still crazing in the stove. But the light is already off. I checked the cake. Nothing happened to the cake. It was just like that. I checked it. It was just like that. Very good.
So when the cake was on, something, let's call it something for now, put off the fire. Are you getting the point? These are not coincidences. So. And this is will be happening over and over again around you. Around you. Because they are sent to serve those. When Bible tells us that when these guys were coming to that grave, they were thinking, who will roll away the stone? By the time they could get there, the angel rolled away the stone and sat on it to make sure it doesn't roll back. Are you getting the point? It doesn't call for carelessness. But we know sometimes your strength can fail you. I don't get the point. But that's why there are beings that have been sent, and by the time I show you how many they are, you will shock. So it's not like the angel is attending to Pastor Chidi the other place. When will he finish to come and attend to me? That's why he's not to be sharing angel Uriel for more than five people. Stop it. Are you getting the point? Angels can step in and help. I've seen the craziest of ones. I think it was Pastor Prince that was telling the story. In their meeting, they just preached because the word to a point. There was nobody on the keyboard. The keyboard began to play itself. All these instruments began playing at once. I get the point. These guys are real around us. So how are they jam-packed into this room? You see your mind. You see how you're thinking. These are spirits. And that's where they can take on that form. All over this. So, you see, you will start engaging angelic helps over your affairs. So that you stop suffering some kind of losses. And last night I heard it clearly, nothing lost, nothing missing. And some of you that think, you know, I've seen this happen many times. Something is missing in the house. You know, this one, many years ago, some of you can still remember that meeting. Some of you that started with us from CYF, we did a meeting. Somebody came to the meeting with a Bible and forgot and lost the Bible in the program. Looked for it. How many of you remember? If you can remember, yes. But I'll say honest. Looked for it all over the meeting. Did not see it. This he came with the Bible. He even read for me. When I said somebody should read. So when he didn't see the Bible, he just went home. Went home, opened his door. The Bible was on the bed. No, this guy didn't come from the house. He came from another program. He carried the Bible to the program. Did all night there. Didn't reach out. Came with the Bible straight to the program. Went home. Found the Bible on the bed. How come some people here know this story I'm talking about? Things happen, no. And I'll tell you how it happened. When he was looking for that, I was a bit sick. The thing for that meeting, some of you can remember, entering the third realm. Aha. And so I can't forget it because I was not feeling fine. I just finished preaching and my health had failed me. So the guy came to me and was just whining. My Bible I came with, I said, see, you will find it. I just left. The word has gone. I didn't get the point. And when you couldn't find it, something took it to homeboy. The angel came and rolled the stone away. You know one thing God talks about angels, really? You know, angels, they exist to do what God wants. Look at Psalm 103 verse 21. They do God's pleasure. Anything that makes God happy, that's what angels like. Look at it. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasures. Talking about angels. Are you sure? NLT. Let's look at NLT. He said, yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. What does God want? My plans for you are of good and not of evil. So anything that is of good and not of evil, angels exist to do them. Now, of course, you shouldn't get spooky about these things. It's not say, angels, go and put up that gas for me. Angels, go and warm my car. Do you know, it was, I think Charles Hunter. You know Charles Hunter? Charles and Francis Hunter. Who do you know? You know Divange? You know Timaya? You don't know them. But you know Charles and Francis Hunters. Know them now. You want to flow in the miraculous. There are men you should know. Just go and know them. As I'm mentioning their names, we're writing them to go and know them. When I call Charles Caps, you know Charles Caps? Go and know them. Start knowing those people. How can you not know those people? Amen. Is that Charles Caps or Francis Hunter? He said, I think it was Charles Caps. He said they had gone for a meeting. And then they came to this hotel. The room was very, you know, sometimes people can just be very crazy with the supernatural. He said the room was, they had a lot of things, so they left the room, forgot to close, or left the door open. So when they had gone far, they remembered it. They prayed. And by the time they got back in the evening, the door had been closed. So they were trying to rejoice that an angel had done it. You see, but somebody now said, what if it was the hotel management, you know, that came and closed it up? So he now told the wife, let's try it again. Let's be sure of what happened. They left the door open, went downstairs, ran upstairs. The door had closed. He said, yes. They wanted to be sure that they were not speculating. I don't get the point. These guys are there to serve us. If you don't love the supernatural, I do. Amen. I do. They can be there to overhelp. They do the will of God. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. And then you can also find angels involved in miracles. So miracles. Luke 1:34. Luke, that's that one I shared initially when we wanted to start. About how I was in a meeting and then an angel went and touched the woman's womb and boom. She gave birth. As she ended up. Look at this. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall these things be? This was when an angel came to Mary and said, you are going to have a baby. Okay, verse 35.
But he said, I know not a man. The angel answered that the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Now, okay. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son. You know, verse 37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Now in verse 38, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. The angel. An angel came, brought a message to Mary. The message put a baby in her womb. So angels can be involved in miracles. Miracles of healing. Especially, I've seen them more. Especially when it has to do with creative miracles. You know what are creative miracles? Where somebody's leg is broken and another leg has to come. Let me tell anyone, say power is power. Tell the person. Say power is power. When somebody doesn't have one kidney, and another kidney has to appear. When there is a hole on the tooth and it gets filled up. Who has ever seen that? We've seen that a lot in this ministry. Hole on the tooth, boom, it gets filled up. Who has received that in this ministry? Let me just say, you received a hole on the tooth being filled up. Wave your hand. You received a hole on the tooth being filled up. Yes, okay, I've seen some hands. Yes. I don't know, I've seen that a lot. A hole. You see, some angels can be involved in some of those creative things. Elizabeth was barren. An angel came and told Zachariah, your wife shall have a baby. It's not like it's the angel. The angels, what power do they function with? The power of God. They are his ministers. Do you understand the point? To do his bidding. Just that you let her find out that they are at our service. We employ them or disemploy them or unemploy them or... Do you understand? So, you see, it worked miracles and a baby came just by an angelic visitation. You see, they had a baby. In Judges 13 verse 3, you find that same story. The angel appeared unto Manoah, Samson's parents, and said, you have a baby. He said, and the angel of God appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear son. That same way, an angel appeared unto Abraham, you remember, and said, by this time next year, angels are involved in miracles and healings around us. But you notice none of them began to call, angel, come. No. They just pray to God. And I'll show you how. And then angels are deployed to do things. Missing scripts found. They say, the script is missing. Nothing, nothing. Suddenly, the man just appears and says, is it not this script here? A lady came to meet me and said, you know, she's been going to this office and looking for one file. Her file she submitted. I said, I'm going to pray for you. I prayed for you, for her. I prayed two prayers. One, the favor of God upon her. Because the woman, she has gone to the office to the point that the woman doesn't want to see her again. Once she said, hey, get out. I said, when you go this time, they will want to see you. And once they see you, you will find the file. And that came kind of by a word of wisdom. It was descriptive. I said, she will allow you to look for the file. Once she says look for the file, start from the table. Her table. She said, okay. Just went that. Good evening. I said, okay, one fine. Again, this child. File again. But that's one here now. Gabe and Gachoy, Hosea Noma, went to the table, opened 1, 2, 3. The third one, the file was there. He said, guess what? I double file ever. Hallelujah. There are angels working for us. Are you guys what I'm saying? There are angels working for us. When you learn to engage, you see what is at work in you. There are many stress you should not be passing through by this time of your life. You are too young. You are too young for all this kind of stress. Hallelujah. I love the supernatural. Don't you? Do you? And then you find angels also, let me talk about two things, involved in deliverance. When Israel was leaving Egypt, God sent an angel ahead of them. That's Exodus 14 verse 9. God sent an angel ahead of them to protect them and deliver them. And many of us will see these things a lot. That's why you see, when you understand the power at work in you and what is at your disposal, December has come, mba month. It's not you. Help you know. It's not for you. It's not for you. Look at this. But the Egyptians pursued after them. And all the horses of chariots of Pharaoh and all that and overtook them. Okay, continue. Well, I think I've missed the verse. But then, verse 19 rather, not verse 9, verse 19. Verse 19. And the angel of the Lord which went before the camp of Israel removed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from their face. You know, do you know when they wanted to cross the Red Sea? You know, I've been thinking about this until I came to this scripture recently. When did Red Sea divided? How come the Israelites, the Egyptians did not catch them until they finished crossing? The angel went behind and stood. Are you getting the point? Until they finished crossing and Moses crossed, the angel now moved. Then I started pursuing them again. Enemies can be foolish. You know, sometimes, you see that thing, water swallowed the Israelites or the Egyptians, they were not wise. You see people open river, let and pass. You now entered. No, some things are just foolish. You see, what were you expecting? That Julius Berger have done me rude. All of us should be passed. No nonsense. But foolishness, they entered. Hallelujah. Angels will work for you. I know what I'm talking about. For protection, for deliverance. You know, I know this period. You know why it looks like number months there are demons walking? It's not really that like there are demons. It's because there are many cars on the road at the same time. Do you understand the point? Everybody wants to travel and everybody's rushing home. But you will be kept safe. Are you getting the point? And not just you and yours. You and everybody in your home will be kept safe. Because angels will be deployed to stand on the way. Mark the boundaries. And some of you, your eyes will be open to see these things that are happening, whether you see them or not. But some of you, just for the sake of your faith, God will open your eyes to see them happen. They will stand, mark the boundaries around your home. Around your home. Deliverances. Supernatural protection. Paul and Silas, they entered, they prayed, they sank. Boom, the chains in their hands got torn. That was angelic. Peter prayed. Chapter 16, I think verse 7. Acts chapter 16, verse 7. I'm liking this now. You see? Okay, well, this is not this place. I'm talking about Peter's case. When Peter prayed, you see, they were praying. But Peter did not even pray. Peter was sleeping. But some guys, I'll get to that shortly. They prayed. An angel came, woke Peter up, took him. The Bible said when they got to the gate lifted by itself. Angels are powerful. But when I study the strength of angels, it gives me joy to know that they were made that powerful for me. Do you understand the point? Do you know, a man said, he was sharing, you know, the wall of Jericho is very big. Hope you know. The width of the wall of Jericho. In fact, Rahab was living on top of the wall. So you can imagine how big it was that they could build a house on top of it. And so even if the Israelites had pushed down that wall of Jericho, it's still another wall. You know what I said now? Did you get what I said? The wall was so tall and so the width was much that even if the Israelites had pushed down the wall, they would still not be able to cross. Another wall will still form by the blocks that will go down. You see, the guy that wrote the angel assignment said it was one angel that pushed that wall inside. It sank. You know, this thing is you see your mind. You see your mind. You've been trained to the... You see, my kind of person, I am a crazy believer in supernatural. I don't know about you. Anything supernatural can happen around me. Okay? They will point you gun, it will not shoot. I am telling you. They will point you gun, it will not shoot. They will shoot it up, it will shoot. They will point you, it will not shoot. Because an angel will just stand watching them. Angelic deliverances. And you are not alien to these things. Hope you know. We are naturally supernatural. Our natural realm is the supernatural realm. There are some things that will happen to you from today. When people are shouting, tell them, I would have been surprised if it didn't happen. Do you get the point? You know, when you pray for the cripple and the person walks, don't be surprised. You should have been, I get surprised when it doesn't happen. How come? Because this is my realm. This is where I live. You see, when there are robbery attacks and you get delivered, don't say, hey, how did it happen? It would have been a mystery if it didn't happen. Why won't I be protected? Why won't I be delivered? Innumerable company of angels at my disposal, working for me at every time. See, that's what you should be thinking. Why won't I be? You travel, and even some of us ministers, you know, we travel at night very well. At night, we are sometimes 11 p.m. Human being is still on the way. 11 p.m. 1 a.m. We are trying to stop it. You know, I'm trying to mature now. I've stopped. I'm trying to stop. And that's not because of fear. You know, that's because very soon you have a wife. And when you have a wife and have children, where is our daddy? Hallelujah. Praise God. But you see, we travel a lot. And there are some, at the end of every year, I just sit down and I look back to all the work I've done within the year. I just know that if the Lord had not been on our side, I'm telling you, I just think of some of you in Enugu church, you know now, Thursday, Sunday, we're always on the road. Sometimes by 9, I'm still leaving this town. 9 in the night. But you see, the Lord always, I know that there are angels walking. One of those that I was traveling with Pastor Dave, we encounter robbers too. You get the point? We encounter robbers too. The Lord still delivered us somehow. Nothing lost, nothing missing. Not like they took everything but spared our lives. No. Nothing. Because angels are walking. Are you getting the point? Daniel 6:22. My God, you know, Daniel was an intelligent man spiritually. You know, he entered the lion's den and the lion did not move. He didn't see any angel. When Nebuchadnezzar asked him what happened, look at his answer. My God has sent his angels and has shut the lion's mouth. He knew what happened. He didn't have to see the angels. Are you getting me this morning at all? Then I said, my God, see what happened. When I entered there, my God sent the angels. They shut the mouth of the lions. This needs to be happening to you. So when the gun does not shoot, you don't say, hey, thank God, though. They don't shoot, they didn't shoot. You tell them, what happened? Say, my God sent his angels. And they shut the mouth of the gun. Oh, I've seen this. One guy was just shouting, nah, you go mad at cool. You go mad at cool. You shoot it to shoot up. Now, wow. Try to shoot. See, it cannot go because my God sent his angels and they shot. You see, you should not be a victim of stray bullets. So, this should not be your story. No, it shouldn't be your story. There are angels working for you. There are angels working for you. Finally, on this protection thing, Psalm 91. I love Psalm 91. Because everything you will learn, that everything in Psalm 91 would happen by angels. God sent these angels. Psalm 91, just from verse 1, let's just flow. We're going to do from 1 to 13. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Good verse 2. We're going to read together, everybody. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Okay? Surely, he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Woo! Come on, come on, come on, come on. He shall cover thee with the feathers. Open your Bible. Verse 4. Kabaratela gadabashati adus. Okay, verse 4. He shall cover you with his feathers. Under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Okay? Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold,
and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall not trample under feet. God is giving his angels charge over you. Protection is for us in Christ. It's for us. The blessing of Psalm 91 will happen because he shall give his angels charge over me. He said, you shall not be afraid by night, nor of the death pestilence that moves in the noonday. He said, 1,000 shall fall at thy right, 10,000 at thy left. They shall not come near you. You know the part I like? He said, evil shall not come near your dwelling. You will mark boundaries. You see, over you and your household, you will mark boundaries. For satanic interferences, you will mark boundaries. You will mark boundaries. Not here. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Not when I'm watching. Sit for a moment. Not when I'm watching. There is protection and deliverance. And this comes by, you need to know what is at our disposal. By the ministry of angels, there are things that should not happen around your dwellings. He says, shall not come near you. Hi. Now, let me say one more thing about this. 1 Kings 19. I've talked about protection. Let me talk about provision. Angels can play roles in provision. And many of you will see this. In financial provision, you can see angels play role. This one was about food. 1 Kings 19 verse 5. And then for Elijah. You know, he said, and as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. You know, there are some supernatural things that you should not doubt. You see, as I am open, I know the word of God. I'm not spooky about the supernatural. But I am open for any supernatural thing. Elijah was sleeping, not in his dream. An angel said, stand up and eat. And it wasn't spiritual food. Continue. And he looked and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink. And he laid down again. Look at verse 7. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too far. You know, there can be angels that will play roles in provisions for you. And like I said yesterday, you will meet men. You get the point? You will meet men. I've seen angels play different roles. I've seen angels just come as men. Somebody just meets them, meets you, gives you a newspaper. Boom, you open it, there is a job waiting for you there. I've seen crazy things where angels play roles in provisions. I've seen, we have prayed, and it will happen to some of you from here. Some kind of crazy money will start dropping into your account. And you will not, you see, if you doubt it, it's okay. But I've seen it happen a couple of times. Did God drop the money from heaven? No, the money is from here on earth. But an angel has gone to steer somebody's heart and says, send money to that brother. How many of you have finished from meeting? Say, sir, this my uncle has never called me before. This my uncle has never sent me money before. This one, but those things will begin to come your way. Opportunities will begin to open up because angels can work these things out. He can clear a path before you. I've seen angels play strong roles in provisions. Even for me, strong roles. Sometimes they position men in different places. And sometimes they will make you to go and meet those men. You get the point? You know, God, you see, this life in Christ is a full life. That's why I'm not of the opinion that the only thing that God cares about is our salvation and our righteousness. That would be an irresponsible father.
You get what I'm talking about? That would be an irresponsible father. God cares about everything. And some of you that are job hunting, you see, God's angels can move ahead of you. They can go ahead of you to cause those jobs to come, to cause those men's hearts to swing in your favor, to walk in your favor, swing in your favor. Money. Money, sometimes things you didn't really expect. But let me know if I'm talking to the right people. Have you ever received money in your account that you are so sure it was supernaturally provided? Has it happened before? You are so sure. You see this one? No. Do you know sometimes we receive that some amounts I received in my account today? I don't know who sent it. I'm not saying it's God that sent it to. But I don't know who. As long as I've been waiting for the person to call and say it's me, nothing. And it was not a mistake. God can steer people's heart. And as I said, some of the men that God will say that has to give to you are unbelievers too. But let me tell you, there's nothing like occultic money. See, you say why? Satan does not have money. Jesus, God said, silver and gold are mine. And so if you think, listen, if you think that if you join the occult and bring money to our church to come and spoil things, maybe come and bring evil spirit, bring it. Just don't tell us. Don't tell us it's occultic money. Don't tell us. If you tell us, we will now see we are standing for the Lord, we will not take it. Just don't tell us. Bring it secretly like a witch. Come and drop it to make us go down spiritually. Drop it. We will spend your money. You don't realize that the men that you are giving to Abraham, Pharaoh, and the rest of them, these you are not believers, so these you are idolaters. Abraham was collecting from them. When they wanted to leave Egypt, they went to the Egyptians who were worshiping idols and collected things from them. God can cause anybody to give you money, believer or unbeliever. As a matter of fact, some of your parents giving you money are not saved. Why are you collecting it? Some of your uncles giving you money are womanizers, and you're collecting womanizer money. You know, I'm smiling because I know you don't read. But I'm not encouraging it, crime or anything. But you see, that's why if you're here and you are thinking of crime, you're thinking of going into Yahoo or trying to do blood money. See, those things, you don't need all those things. And I can tell you, God can supply all your needs. You don't need all those things. You don't need to, let me tell you, you don't need to compromise the standards to get money. I'm just being very frank. Even what you get, you call occultic money, is still your money. Just that you would have engaged God's angels to get it for you. You engaged demons, they brought it for you. It's still your money. Satan does not have money. Do you get what I'm saying? There's no money in hell. Just that the same way you'd have just engaged the angels of God, you engage demons and they got it for you. And that will always come with consequences. I hope you know that. Always. You don't need to compromise the standard. You don't have to take bribe to blow. The Bible said in Ephesians 4 verse 28, it says, let him walk with his hand that which is good. There are good things you can walk and you have, and not just small, that you may have to give. You can have enough like that. You don't have to bend corners. You don't have to cut corners. You don't have to. That's why some of you are planning to travel abroad. You see, you don't have to go and falsify documents. You don't need all those things. I get what I'm saying. You don't need to falsify your documents, change your age, do this one, do that. You don't need those things. You don't need them. Did I say if you do it, you go to hell? That's not the issue now. I say you don't need them. Because those things you want to do by crime, angels can go ahead of you and get it done. I get what I'm saying. You don't need to do those things. A lecturer is saying, you must sleep with me. If not, I'm not giving you a mark or something. You don't need to do those things. I know the problem with sleeping with lecturers for mark. If they don't give you the mark, you will not do anything. You can't even report. Tell somebody. How will you start? Sir, I slept with this man for Mark. He refused to give it to me. You can't say it. That's the problem. Like what I'm saying. That's the problem. Or you pay. Some of you that you believe in this school, you forget to the only sort that they take pass. Who blinded you like that? Why are you thinking like that? And if you sort the course and they did not pass you, what will you do? You now become bitter. That man is a wicked man. Oh, but all the money I gave him. See, you can't even report to anybody. Because if you report, they may sack the man if they agree, but they will sack you too. They will spare you. Some things are not necessary. Sometimes when you have too much money, you're looking for who to sort. Come and sort me. Amen. I can pray. You don't know. My words carry power. Work. My own works. Tell everybody, if your prayer does not work, my pastor, his prayer works. Go and tell them all. See, but you know your prayer works, right? You can engage and just walk. Don't compromise. I don't know what, why God just shifted me to talk about this now. Don't compromise the standard because of money. You don't need all those things. Some of you ladies, you're trying to, you know, the guy has said, if you sleep with me, I'm going to give you money. What are all those things? Why are you doing it? Why are you like that? And funny enough, you're really considering it. If the man so much likes sex, there are many crosses on the streets. Why must it be you? He will sleep it. Why must it be you? Are you getting me? Don't compromise. They say you must take pride. They're trying to force you. See, you don't have to be rich through all those means. I get to the point. When you begin to cut corners, take bribes, sleep with people, do all those things, do you know what you're saying? I don't trust God. That's what I'm saying. You get the point? You're saying, I don't believe that God will do this for me. So let me use my own strength and my own sense and my own wisdom and work something out. But I trust God. How many of you do? I trust God. He will work things out for me. I'm talking to somebody, there's a bribe on your table now. Don't take it. I'm talking to you. Reject that money. Send it back to the person. Your integrity will remain for you. And when you finally blow, you can boldly share the testimony. And there are some testimonies they share in church sometimes. I'll just be wondering. I say, praise the Lord. I didn't know what to write in that exam. After I prayed. One guy that was the most intelligent person in our class, then I brought him to sit beside me. And the lecturer was not even looking. The guy just opened his book for me. God just worked a miracle that day. And I was copying. Praise the Lord. Have you heard any kind of testimony in church? I don't know if I have. I'm serious. That was just copying. The way the Lord just did it. That guy doesn't sit beside. Normally they will sit by number. But just that day, God just brought him. And the lecturer was even sleeping. He slept off. This God. Which God? Hallelujah. Amen. Are you getting blessed at all? Okay. So, but all I'm saying is, bring it down. Angels work for you. And so because angels work for you, don't try to cut corners. How many of you believe in God? You trust God to work things out for you? You do? So don't cut corners. Don't bend this system. There's some of you that are businessmen. You have stuff that you do. You mustn't cut corners. You mustn't bend the system. You mustn't try to cheat people. God can work your provision for you. Are you getting the point? You mustn't try to cheat people. You know, sometimes when I see people hike the price and lie on top of it, they say, shoe akitebutemia yesterday. Go abonye mbune yi this shoe. He ain't go this shoe for 10,000, but because it's you, give me 10,500. Let 500 be just be my gain. And we know you are lying. Can 500 abun no gain? I don't have gain. It's just something just said I should say this thing to you. Okay, you're lying. No. Do your business well. You know, the thing is, it looks like sincerity and righteousness will not pay off, but it will. You get the point? It will. That was just for someone. Okay, so let me just close. Do we need angelic visitations? Whether we need them or not, it's not necessary. When we see them, we don't shout and make a lot of noise. No. They're always here. Always. How many of them are here? Hebrews 12:22. But you have come to Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to what? An innumerable company of angels. We have come to them. It's not like they will come. We have come to them. Put up NLT or any other translation of this verse. Let me show you. This one, King James said innumerable company. You see, what did NLT say? NLT say countless thousands of angels. When the Bible says countless, believe it is countless. Put up Amplified, another translation. Amplified said countless multitudes. Another translation. Another translation. Okay, this one said, you have come, NIV said, you have come to what? Thousands upon thousands. What I'm trying to tell you is, whether we see them appear or not, the word of God is the word of God. What did the word of God say? We have come to thousands upon thousands. So there are angels around you now. Thousands of them. Thousands of them. Thousands of them. Verse 7. How many angels do we have? Psalm 34 verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. You know, the word I like in this verse is to encamp. Do you understand? It's not like, you know, it doesn't come and go. They encamp. No one needs to camp. Like, some of you are camping in this program. You are camping. And so, angels are always there wherever you are. Just that we have not learned how to engage them by utterance. Matthew 26:53. This one always gets me crazy. You know, that was Jesus talking. Matthew 26:53. Are you guys off? Is that the house you want to build? Matthew 26:53. Jesus was talking. He said, do you suppose? Go back to King James. We'll come to King James. He said, thinkest thou that I cannot now? Jesus was telling these guys that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels. Jesus said, with one prayer I make, I can engage 12 legions of angels now. Do you see how powerful your prayer can be? One prayer. So some of you, the way you pray, one angel comes. So with one prayer, put up another translation. Don't you realize, that's NLT, and I go ask my Father for thousands of angels. This one said thousands of. Okay, amplify this. He said, do you think, NIV said, do you think that I cannot call on my Father? He will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions. Amplified. Suppose that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will immediately provide me with more than 12 legions. That's more than what? 80,000 of angels. One prayer. Not two times, like one. Like, as I say, Father, just like I was talking yesterday, you swing to utterance now, and you begin to speak over your business. People prefer this business. Men are drawn to this business. Angels are set loose immediately. More than 80,000. One prayer. Running errands. One prayer. Psalm 68, verse 17. This is second to last scripture. Psalm 68, verse 17. The chariots of God are 20,000. Even thousands of angels. You know, this one says 20,000. Let's see on that translation. See, the chariot, talking about angels. See, there are 20,000. And NIV said, the chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. You know, when you know some things, you can sleep in the storm. When Elijah was in the house and those men came and the servant was shouting, he said, Lord, open his eyes, let him see. that they that are with us are more than those people with them. Your eyes will be open. Sometimes that's all you need. Your eyes will just be open. There was a day, you know, when I was very young as a believer. Fear. I don't know. You know, have you ever been some in a place and you become afraid for nothing? Like nothing is making you afraid. You are just afraid. Does it happen to you? Sometimes those are operations of demons around. Do you know what I said? Nothing. Like there's no reason. You just say, why am I afraid now? You're just scared. You're just, you know. At that instant, I began to pray and my eyes were opened. I've not even learned about angels. And I saw angelic beings all around the place. I can sleep sometimes. Look how NIV said, surrounded by unnumbered thousands of chariots. You can't count them. You can't count them. Amplify says, the chariots of God are 20,000. Even thousands upon thousands. There are many at our disposal. What brought me to you this morning is in Psalm 103 verse 20. I said everything I've been saying to say what I'm going to say now. Psalm 103 verse 20. Everything. And that's the last scripture for the day. Have you been blessed? Verse 20, King James obviously. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandment, hearkening unto the voice of his word. How to engage angels is this. Angels are trained to respond to only one thing, the word of God. When you complain over situations, you are keeping angels short. But once they hear the voice of the word of God, they act. That's why there can be thousands of angels around you and things are still going wrong. Because you have not learned that by utterance. We are back to yesterday, right? So when those things are about to go wrong, all I've been trying to share you since yesterday is that tongues and interpretation and prophecy is not just for sharing with people and telling them you do more, they're getting blessed. You can use those things to engage the supernatural around your life. And I shared with them a story at PGTI. Some of you know the story. Some of you that know Soka very well. I was many years ago. I was coming from a meeting. I was in secondary school, SS2. So I wanted this meeting was somewhere around at St. Paul's. You know that St. Paul's Cathedral. You know, I had a meeting there. I had been warned not to go for that meeting. You know, my mom said, "Don't go. Tomorrow is school and all that." You know, when we started ministry, I said, "No, I want to go. I want to go." But he said, if you go, you must attend school tomorrow. And I know if I don't go to school the next day, it might block other programs that are coming. So we finished that meeting around 11, 12. I was coming back. There was no car. Soka is a town, you understand? It's a big city. There are cars all times. Hallelujah. So because it's a big city, I was now trekking. Do you understand? So I was walking from there. And so suddenly I got to somewhere around, some of you that know Soka very well, around Bob Remus, you know that place? I stopped there because I saw somebody ran out. Somebody ran out from his house. I said, guy, why did they run? What did that happen? He said, I don't know. All I know is that I'm running. You better find your way. You know, I stood there and I looked down at the barrage just around that Esut precise junction and I saw some men there. I saw a Mercedes car parked. I saw some people lying down on the floor. And those were not security men. I knew there was a robbery taking place inside one of those buildings. And at that point, in Igbo, we say, Jebe Jeba Dema. Laba Laba Dema. I couldn't go back to where I was going from. I had walked a long distance. Some of you know where I'm coming from now. So I stood there. And I can't even go front. So I thought of, okay, can I pass through any place to get to my house and all that? And I knew what to do at that point. I stood there with my big Bible, carrying it. I began to talk in other tongues. Quiet, slow, small. I was not shouting. I don't think I was shouting for them to hear. So I was just there. You know, at first, there was fear everywhere in my life. From my head to my toe, I was scared. What if I start going back and they say, now finish this robbery, and I go home, and they meet me on the way. So I stood there. I talked in other tongues for some minutes. We call it the spirit of might. it began to well from my inside. Somehow, I talked in tongues. Some of you know this, but I talked and talked and talked everywhere, energy from anywhere. And I knew that the angels of the Lord will, can even shut the mouth of those guns. So I just, when the strength had come, it's not for me. It's not like, as I have strength, I have, no, I knew. I went to my Bible. I was still talking in tongues. I was going there. So I got there immediately. And I said, good evening, old Alan. And I saw people lying down. And they looked at me and said, why are you coming from Bodhisattva tonight? I said, we had program in church, and we closed very late. Very, very late. How are people doing? You know. And one of them, I heard him. I said, and these kind of people, they put people for problem. He said, be going. You know, when he said be going, you know, the confidence grew. When I heard that, you know, sometimes when, you know, when the Israelites wanted to go and fight the battle, one of them ran to the camp of the enemy. I heard them discussing. So when I heard that, the confidence grew. And I told them, hey, I'm hearing some noise down there. I hope there are no robbers over. They said, we have asked you to go now. We are not from here. Please be going. And that time, everything in me was already shouting, fire. So I just looked at them and I said, Hilebo Shatalagada Baratos. And I said, going. You know, something had taken over me. But you need to hear the end of the story. Even though I walked far from them, the way I ran. You need to hear the end of the story. But the truth is that the Lord sent his angels to protect me. Are you getting me? By utterance, you can engage angelic ministrations, angelic protections. And that's not by shouting, angels, come, come. No, 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 no. Open your mouth and begin to talk. When there is a need before you, once you are speaking those words of protection, my needs are met. Those words, you remember yesterday, those things you got from the Spirit, you are now speaking them. Nothing goes wrong. As you are speaking those words, angels are at work, setting things in place. Nothing goes wrong. Your words will engage angels. Don't keep them sitting. Get them to work. By utterance, by tongues and interpretation, and by prophecy, set angels loose all over the place. All over the place. I'm telling you, it's not noise. Some of you begin to see these things in your life. That's why one of the worst things you're going to be as a believer is a quiet believer. I told you yesterday, we are speaking spirits. We are speaking spirits. You must be a man that knows how to talk. And not just any kind of talk. That will speak the very word of God. Those things you got, you know now. You know that yesterday. You got. By those prophecies, begin to war a good warfare. As you're speaking those things, angels are taking their place. All I'm telling you is that this morning, we are going to speak again. Over the affairs of life. Over your finance. As I'm speaking, angels, I don't have time. Do you observe every angelic whatever I showed you? Men spoke. Paul and Silas, they prayed and they sang. The chains were broken. Peter in the prison yard, they prayed for him at home. The prison doors opened. When the angel came to Daniel, Daniel 12 verse 10, he said, I have come for your words. Look at Daniel 12 verse 10. He said, I have come for your words. What brought me is what you are saying. Is it 12 or 10, 12? Which one? 10, 12. Check it. If it's not 12, then it's 10, 11. Oh, shut up. He said, Father, yes, look at it. He said, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel. For from the first day that thou didst set thy hands to understand and to chase thyself before thy God, thy words you are heard. And I am come for thy words. It is what you said that attracted me. Let me ask you, neighbor, say, what are you saying? What are you saying? Are you talking at all? Are you speaking the words of God? Are you speaking your fears? Are you speaking your confusions? Are you speaking your challenges? Are you speaking your mountain? Can you begin to speak the word of God? When there is no money, your parents have said there is no money to pay your fees. Swing into utterance. Just pace. You know, pace. And when you say, the lines have fallen onto me in pleasant places, I have a goodly heritage. It will not just be what you are saying, it will be what you know. Remember, when you get that word like that, you believe it like that. And I heard it again. Some of you that want to change jobs before the end of 2019. And I speak as God's servant. You want to change jobs? Your dream job is coming your way. Because I set angels on course to cause situations to fall in place for your sake. In the name of Jesus. You are about to finish school already. The university, or you are finished already. And you're already thinking of how to step out against that job hunting. I heard it again like yesterday. Multiple opportunities. Multiple opportunities. Many options to choose from. Many options to choose from. This morning we are going to talk again. I've shown you a lot of this. Direction, provision. You are going to speak. You remember how we do it? In tongues, then English. You remember? In tongues. Just put that problem before you. Talk in tongues for some time. Then the English words will now flow. As we begin to say it, some of your eyes will be open. You will find chariots running up and down. Chariots of fire all over the place. Setting things. Oh, a straight path is laid before you. The road is clear. The road is clear. The road is clear. The road is clear. The Lord has sent his angel ahead of me. He stood on the way. He made sure no harm came to me. Your family wants to travel in December, and there is fear everywhere. You are going to speak. You are going to speak. There shall be no lack. Because God will send his angels, and I hear the thank you, Jesus. Those leakages are closed. Those leakages are closed. You know what I mean? Leakages. Channels through which money is always lost. I close that channel. Some of you, it's your health. It's your health. Once money comes in, your health becomes bad. I close that leakage. And bring it down. Some of you, it's a relationship. Somebody's in your life and has vowed that you will not be rich. Once money comes in, the person calls and begin to talk nonsense. I cut you off from that person. I cut you off. Leakages. There shall be no loss. Stand to your feet, everybody. We're going to pray in tongues for like 10 to 15 minutes. You prayed in tongues this morning for 2 hours, right? We're going to pray again for like 10 to 15 minutes. Are you ready? Now listen. You're going to put that challenge before you. You remember? Put that challenge before you. Put that lack, that need before you. Put that business before you. As you begin to pray and get words in English, angels will take off and begin to cause things to shift for my sake. Mountains are moving. Ooh, I'm hearing it in my spirit. Something is moving. Something is changing. See his glory. This is heaven on earth. Something is moving. Something is shifting. Something is changing. See his glory. This is heaven on earth. Can you hear what I'm hearing? Something is moving. Something is changing. Something is shifting. As I begin to pray, I sense this emotion. Take 10 minutes. Let's fill this place with tongues. First of all, tongues. Just take your time and let's pray. Address those needs in tongues. And then the words you are going to speak in English will come. And when you speak those words, there are some of you here who need you to change cities. To change from the city where you are living currently into another city. But you are scared of what will happen to you in that city. Where am I going to live? How am I going to cope? The Lord said, I should say to you, I'm sending my angels ahead of you to clear the path for you, to make men meet you, to make men fear for you. I'll be led to change cities. The Lord is sending his angels ahead of you to cause men to fear for you, to clear the path for you. He's like A miracle can still happen. See posting in your NYSC posting, it still happen in that business. You will by utterance cause angelic beings to favor, cause angelic beings to walk in your favor, cause angelic beings. Hey, don't be passive about life. Don't be passive about you. Don't be passive about circumstances. Speak over those things in tongues. The days of struggling is ended. They are ended. Those days are coming to an end. Those days of financial struggles, they are coming to an end. They are coming to an end. They are coming to an end. Supernatural provision. Supernatural provision. Since you did not work for, I heard that one. Since you did not work for money, you did not work for things, you did not work for, men are bringing them your way. As you leave this meeting, you will meet three men. One will be carrying bread, the other will be carrying honey, the other will be carrying water. They will give it to you. Take it from them. For that is the provision of God. Can I hear you talking other tongues? Can I hear you talking other tongues? Hey. Hey. Can I hear you talking other tongues? Can I hear you talking other tongues? God is bringing men your way. Just take 5 more minutes. No English, just pray in tongues. No English, just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. The words that you will speak will come. The words that you will speak will come. The words that you will declare will come. The words that you will declare will come. The words you are to declare, they will come. They will come. They will come. They will come. I hear in my spirit angels of direction. You will know what to do from now. Angels of direction that tell you what to do. Angels of direction. Angels of direction. Angels of direction. Angels of direction. Showing you the paths that you must walk. Showing you the paths that you must follow. Angels of direction. Angels of direction. Angels of direction. Angels of direction. Men sent to show you the way. Men sent to show you the way. No more confusions. I heard it. No more confusions. Yes. No more confusions. Yes. No more confusions. Yes, yes, yes. No more confusions. Yes, yes, yes. No more confusions. Confusion is cleared from your path. You know the path that you must follow. You know the path that you must follow. You know the...
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.